This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and technology channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Beth Toefel, president of Footprint ID, that helps individuals have always access to their health and medical information. Beth, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's a pleasure to be back.
You bet, and certainly looking forward to getting an update from you. So in that regard, what is new since we last spoke?
Well, we've been very busy since we chatted last. There's been a lot of growth within our own business and a lot more conversation surrounding the pain points that we provide a solution to. And I think I would attribute that to a couple of things in particular. Firstly, the population continues to become more educated about the need to be in charge of their health information. We're also finding that employers are looking for meaningful but affordable ways to provide additional benefits to their employees in the health space, and they're certainly recognizing us as a service that fits within those goals. And we also have seen that businesses and organizations and associations that relate to the travel industry in some way, whether it's because their employees are on the road or they provide services and, you know, to their members and clients, they also understand how critical it can be to have your health information with you. So those are some of the places where we're seeing a lot of new things happening for us.
Sounds like exciting times out your way. So how does that work with Footprint ID being provided to employees as an employee benefit, and how does it benefit an employee as well?
Well, again, like I said, employers are recognizing the value in their employees having a consumer-centric tool to manage their own health care. And we're reaching employers both directly, you know, to the employer, but also through employee benefits providers, because within that industry, they understand that in today's healthcare landscape, that we make up a very important piece, or, you know, can be a very important piece of a well-rounded benefits package. And as I said, being extremely low cost and high value, almost for the cost of providing an employee a cup of coffee a month or one Uber ride a year, a company, you know, can provide this service. And it can help their employees in an emergency, regardless of whether that emergency happens during work hours or downtime. It can save an employee time when the need to share medical records between healthcare providers arises, which often occurs during the business day. And it can potentially save an employee money by reducing copays associated with unnecessary visits or duplicate tests, to a healthcare provider or by a healthcare provider. Also, it's really an interesting statistic because 49% of the workforce are actually unpaid caregivers to other family members. And so employees are able to manage that care much more efficiently and mitigate some of the downtime from their workday associated by that, you know, with that caregiving by having a tool that helps them keep that person's health and medical information organized and with them wherever they are. The other piece and way that it can benefit an employee, and I can touch upon this as well in greater detail, but a lot of employees travel for work, whether it's an occasional business trip, a sales representative, a truck driver who's often on the road, or, you know, anything in between those extremes, having your medical information with you is critical. So as an employee, you can see the value in having this type of service provided to you.
No doubt. Now, what is the benefit to an employer? Let's look at that perspective.
Well, I think employers are recognizing that when their human capital and their most valuable asset feels cared for, their workforce becomes more productive. Employers who exhibit an interest in their employees' well-being tend to retain their employees for a longer period of time and attract talent. So in addition to morale, productivity is increased and money can be saved, as I mentioned earlier. If an employee can reduce the amount of time during their workday that they have to spend tracking down medical information for themselves or a family member, or make an unnecessary doctor's visit, they're taking time away from their workday and obviously reducing their productivity. So by being able to increase that, there's a monetary benefit to the employer. And, you know, there's also the possibility that in the event that insurance usage is reduced, which can most definitely be, you know, a result of having this information and being able to manage it and kind of be in charge of our own health data, you can see a reduction in premiums that an employer has to pay for their health benefits, because obviously usage impacts how the premiums are determined. So those are a couple of ways that I think, you know, that employers can benefit.
And thanks for sharing that today. We are visiting with, once again, Beth Toefel, the president of Footprint ID, that helps individuals have always access to their health and medical information here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Beth, you had mentioned the benefits for travelers and in the travel industry. Can you share with us what value you provide there?
Sure. You know, we're a very, very mobile society. Enormous numbers of people travel every day for work and for pleasure. None of us want to think about an emergency or a health event happening at any time, especially when we're away from home. But if you're in another state, a country, a remote location, an airplane, a cruise ship, being able to provide your medical history to whomever the health professional is that's caring for you can make diagnosis more efficient, care more effective, and in some instances, it can be life-saving. And this also includes, you know, another group of the population that we sometimes don't focus on in terms of this, but college students, when they live away from home or they study abroad, parents don't realize that absent a healthcare proxy, in the event their college-age student should become ill and unable to communicate, the law actually prohibits a healthcare provider from sharing information with the parent. So if those students are Footprint ID members, within their portal, they can store a healthcare proxy and allow that, and that allows it to be available at all times and allows for the communication between the medical provider and, you know, a parent of the child. And the sooner, in addition to that, the sooner that the healthcare provider has information regarding the student's medical status, whether it be allergies, conditions, test results, family history, the better the care can be for that child. So that's another segment of the population that's often away from home, but we don't think about, you know, in terms of in the travel, you know, as part of traveling.
Lastly, Beth, what issues or trends in healthcare are you seeing, and how are you helping to solve some of these issues?
Well, Eric, we are seeing a very uncertain and fragmented healthcare environment with much more recognition that self-awareness, knowledge, and consumer-centric management of health information is becoming critical. Companies change health insurance providers or carriers. Providers change networks that they're associated with. The portals that physicians have available to their patients don't speak to each other, nor do many healthcare systems. So access to information outside of what we can, you know, what we can provide to any healthcare professional is inconsistent at best. If we don't provide it, they often can't access the information. And I hear the frustration and difficulties this creates from within my personal community. I read about the struggles with the population that lack of access contributes to on, you know, on a daily basis. And we believe that we are a very easy to use and robust solution to many of those pain points that, you know, we are seeing and hearing or people experiencing in today's world.
Well, Beth, we certainly do appreciate your update. Sounds like a lot of exciting things are going on, and look forward to continuing to follow your updates along the way. Where can listeners get more information on Footprint ID, and how could one reach out if they needed to?
Okay, well, you can check us out on our website, www.footprintid.com. You can follow us on social media, Facebook, Footprint ID as well. I am available at 201-412-6487 if anybody would like more information on how to provide Footprint ID as a benefit to their employees or members or clients. And we also have an 800 number, 855-374-3411, where you can also get some other customer service information.
Once again, Beth, we thank you for your time and for joining us once again here on eHealth Radio, and certainly look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks very much, Eric. It was great to be back.
And you're most welcome. We have been speaking with, once again, Beth Toefel, president of Footprint ID, that helps individuals have always access to their health and medical information. And for more details, visit footprintid.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the healthcare and technology channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.